What's right with the world?
Charlotte.
Yes.
What is right with the world?
Well, I'll tell you.
Good.
Artist Banksy has confirmed his tree mural in London as his own work. So the artwork in the Borough of Islington shows great green paint sprayed on a wall behind a cut-back tree to look like the tree's foliage. So you basically see the stem of the tree, the branches, but no foliage. And then behind that on a wall, there's all these green lines. Beside it is a stencil of a person holding a pressure hose. And the color of the green paint matches that used by the area's street signs, which, according to some of the local inhabitants, demonstrates Banksy's famous eye for detail. Locals are reported to be feeling proud that a Banksy artwork is right in the middle of their social housing and one of the poorest parts of its borough.
Okay, so yeah, okay, I like Banksy's works and the myth around him. I like the whole mystery about who Banksy is or isn't, or whether he's one or a group, etc., etc. But my question to you is, why does this qualify as a what's right with the world?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a personal decision, I realise that.
What's right
that.
With Charlotte's world?
Well, first of all, a lot of the news that we cover is about global or at least large-scale things happening in the world, and usually they're not quite positive. It's threats to safety or peace or health matters. And if all you read is that sort of news, it will be all doom and gloom, and this is why we started What's Right with the World in the first place. However, if you focus on smaller scale or micro communities, if you will, a sense of community can often be found. And this is the case here with all these locals of Islington, so proud and excited to have a Banksy in their street, in their poor street filled with social housing projects. There's this great piece of art that is now making international headlines. And it gives them a sense of importance and being seen, probably, which I think adds to their self-worth.
Okay,
and
yeah,
I think
fine.
It's, you know, maybe it's a very microscopic level, but I think it is right with the world, and at least I think it's uplifting and it's interesting, and it's, as you say, it's always intriguing with Banksy's works.
So I'd go further than that. I'd say that the things that make stuff right with the world are lots of like small events coming together, lots of little things, people, you know, little acts of kindnesses that accumulates,
yes, well,
to make something
said
right with the world. I just wonder how long before somebody like breaks off that wall and then tries to sell it. Are you aware of this? There was a Banksy. It wasn't in England. But there was a Banksy somewhere, and then I think it was on a door, and somebody just unscrewed the door and then sold the Banksy.
No, yeah. I think this wall though is part of a building. It's not just a standalone wall. It is the side of a house, so it will be a little bit more difficult to just take it away.
I wonder if the value of the house goes up if you get Banksy on it.
I'm sure it does.
Anyway, we're deviating from the point. Yes, it's very, very good. And it's also nice to know that Banksy is circulating within the sort of the poorer areas as well.
He's everywhere.
Yeah. Excellent. By the way, for those interested, there's an amazing documentary about Banksy called Exit Through the Gift Shop. It's very, very good.
Oh, yeah. Cool. I have to see that.
Yeah. Anyway, right. So there you go. That's What's Right with the World. Thank you very much, Charlotte.
Pleasure.